We listened for 8 hours every day. Nearly was mad. Quite a few people broke down. There was a joke about one of the men. He drew ducks on a blackboard and was feeding them. He had to be carried off. It really got into you, you know. You had to put your hand up if you wanted to go to the loo or if you wanted something to eat. We used to do running hand when it came in the language as well. I could barely speak French, so I was trying to write it down. But we didn't have much of that. I met my husband up in the Isle of Man. I went to a dance one evening. We had the Paul Jones, as it was called. The men went round in the outside circle, the women went round in the inside circle, and you danced with the person who's in front of you. It was a way of getting people to get mixed up. And I met this nice army lieutenant standing in front of me. We danced, and then, for some reason, he managed to get me again. He did it on purpose, yes, the whole of the evening. From then on, and he kept coming asking me to dance, and we started going out. We had to sneakily do it because I was in uniform. And as an officer, he wasn't allowed to go out with a private anyway, so I had to borrow some clothes, pose as a civilian. We were married 3 months later, and the marriage lasted many, many years until he died.
What was the social life like?
Wonderful. I spent my time dancing, actually. I was a great one for dancing. We had our own signals band, which was made up of many of the people from other bands, you know, from Henry Hall and all the people who were famous in those days. I used to spend every night wherever there was a dance. The people in the Isle of Man were very kind because I went to Methodist church there with a friend of mine who was in the camp with me. And the parson said, any of the forces people who'd like to go home to supper, would they stand by the door? So my friend and I stood there. And these people came up to us and said, come home with us. They were the bakers on the island and they were very, very kind to us. And we went every Sunday there for a meal with them. We got to know their families. And we were able to have a bath there because we only had cold showers. I was very happy indeed in the Isle of Man. My daughter took me back there a few years ago. It was just the same. We did actually go to where I'd been stationed, a room at the very top, lovely view over the sea. It was a very happy life. I loved being in the ATS. It was just a lovely period in my life. I was sorry that I hadn't been able to do it as I was trained. I think probably a lot of people, it must have been very nerve-wracking. We were there at that table, two or three girls. Everybody had a set. And it went on for about 8 hours. You had to put your hand up if you wanted to leave the room. But it was all discipline, you know, sergeant.